Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
This is Richard Cohn. I'm the host for today's Authors Beyond Words, and we have the pleasure of having as our guest today Shannon Kaiser. And I would love to share with you just a little bit about Shannon before we get into our discussion today. Shannon is a world-renowned spiritual and self-life and self-love teacher. She's also a speaker and an acclaimed empowerment coach. She has written 6 books on the psychology of happiness and fulfillment, including The Self-Love Experiment. And this book was named as number 1 of the 20 self-love books that will lift you up by Oprah Magazine. She is also the designer and creator of 2 other oracle decks and 2 mantra decks. Shannon loves to guide people to awaken and align to their true selves so they can live their highest potential. Her signature teaching is transformative. It's bridging spiritual and ancient wisdom with modern practical wisdom. And her self-inquiry and personal transformation books, programs, and social media channels and viral reels have reached 22 million people a month. Shannon has been named among the top 100 women to watch in wellness by MindBodyGreen, your go-to happiness booster by Health Magazine, and one of the freshest voices in mental health and wellness by Chicken Soup for the Woman's Soul. You can connect with Shannon on her social media at Shannon Kaiser Writes and her websites playwiththeworld.com and radicalbodylovewithshannon.com. Shannon, I'm thrilled to be able to have this opportunity for me to be with you here on this podcast, this radio show, and also for our listeners. It's just wonderful to reconnect with you.
And, it's so great. Thank you. I've been really looking forward to our conversation. Thank you for that beautiful introduction. And it's wonderful to be back here with you on the show again.
You know, as you have just received the very first copy of a beautiful, beautiful deck called Guidance from Gaia Oracle. What would you like to tell our listeners?
Well, first of all, I just emailed you yesterday because I got in hand, and I'm holding it right now, the Guidance from Gaia Oracle, and this is such a beautiful deck that I remember reaching out to you because, you know, we have our other projects, Find Your Happy Daily Mantras book together, and I worked with my agent a couple years ago, and I remember reaching out to you and Michelle with this vision, and it was a vision of the animal spirits and Gaia, particularly Mother Nature, being able to help us in the way that it's helped me through some of the most troubling times of my life. And I come from an advertising and graphic design background, but I left corporate to be a writer and lead retreats and coaching, but I still designed for myself, and I would design these little collages, if you will, and I would spend a lot of time in nature, especially in 2020, 2021, when we were really in such a chaotic time in the world, the whole world shut down, and it was a time to go inward, and that's when I really started to connect more with spirits and spirit animals. And I remember presenting it to you guys, and you guys saw the vision, and you loved it, and we've turned it into an oracle deck, which is a lot of layers of Gaia. There's these main animal spirits on the deck, but there's also elements of crystals, flower therapy. Gaia in itself is nature, and nature can heal us. And so my mission with this beautiful new deck that comes out October 8th is to help humanity return to its roots and ease the anxiety and the stress the same way that it's done for me.
Well, for our listeners who may not be familiar with what oracle cards are, how can decks such as yours help us ease anxiety, for example?
Yeah, it's such a great question because, you know, oracle decks are very different than tarot decks or other kind of divination tools, if you will. An oracle deck is really a tool to help us with whatever the creator of that deck decides. And so it has a theme, it has an intention, and for this particular deck, it's my signature design style where I use digital collages of bringing in elements and layering them, and every single design element on the card kind of tells a story that can help you connect to the message on the card. But in particular, they really help. An oracle deck is a deck that you can use in a ritual practice, in a meditation practice, in a daily practice. Every morning I'll draw an oracle card, and you can kind of work with the universe and the energies of the world, or just tap into your higher self or your inner self. You know, sometimes I place my hand on my heart and I say, okay, I'd like to go inward, and it's all energy. We live in a very energetic universe, and everything is energy. And so when you put out that kind of intention, or when you're going inward to say, this is my intention, the card that is right for you in the moment, it's a card deck. And in this particular card deck, we have 52 cards. And it comes with a guidebook. It's a 176-page full-color guidebook to help you kind of translate and understand and transform the message. And so maybe you're feeling stressed. You're like, I would like some guidance. And you could sit down, or you could just go to the deck and say, what guidance do you have for me, Gaia or animal spirits? And then you just feel guided, whichever card you kind of lay out the cards in front of you. And it's always the right one. It's not something to overthink. Whatever you intuitively kind of reach for is always the right card. And I've been practicing with this deck since I got my early copy back a couple months ago. And I've been using it in my life coaching practice, too, after the end of each session. And it's, you know, you make the deck. We produce it. I worked with you guys, and it always just amazes me. My clients are like, oh, my gosh, that's the best message, because each message in the Oracle deck has a different kind of outcome. And it's kind of law of attraction mixed with our own belief and spirituality practice.
And for people who want to access that that higher self, that inner guide that is within each of us, how do you go about accessing that? How can people do that?
Yeah, I love this question because I truly believe that we're living in one of the most chaotic times, and there's more fear, there's more misunderstanding and chaos out there in the world. And I know firsthand, and what I've seen and experienced, is the way that we can really combat that and overcome it is by getting in touch with our intuition. Because our intuition and our inner voice, it's that kind of inner knowing, is our true self, and it's part of the real wisdom that is true. And then there's a lot of things outside of us that try to pull away from us, but it's not our wisdom. It's not what is true and innate within us. And so getting in touch with your intuition is as simple as what you just shared, is how can I get more in touch? That's already putting out the call to the universe, to your higher power, to God, just to angels, whatever you align with. It's saying, okay, I am ready and I want to really improve my connection with self. And oracle cards are one of the greatest tools to help with that, because they are a tool that are outside of you. But as I say in the introduction to this guidebook as well, this is a tool, but it's for you to make it your own. Just like anybody who goes to a coach or a guru or, you know, their religious kind of, wherever you are of leaning for wisdom, it always should lead you back to yourself and your inner guide, because you are your own best guide. And there's a lot of times where we don't realize that or feel that, And that's when the anxiety and the depression happens. I know personally because I was diagnosed with clinical depression when I was in advertising, and it was actually getting in touch with my intuition that said, you're not supposed to be in corporate. You're actually supposed to be writing and creating these tools. And by listening to that, I was able to overcome my depression, anxiety, and really heal. And so there's a lot of different ways, tools, but also journaling is a wonderful way. Listening, going out into nature is one of my favorite ways to connect with your intuition. And that's why I love that we brought nature and Gaia into this deck, because some people don't have the capacity to get outside or go to a nature park at all times, and they can bring nature to them.
I notice even for myself, sometimes if I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed or there's just too much input coming in from the world, from social media, from everything, if I can go out and just be in nature, maybe just walk around, pull some weeds, nurture some flowers, it balances me, and it makes everything that was going on seem very unimportant.
Yeah, you know, there's no mistake. I love that you share that, because I feel that way too, and I think that's true for all human beings. We are made with the same elements of nature, water, you know, and we breathe the air. And there are so many studies that have been done on nature therapy, if you will, and how nature can help us with anxiety, PTSD, like you said, overwhelm. And it doesn't have to take long. I love, like you say, you just go outside, get a fresh breath. And also that sunlight helps, vitamin D, if you're able to get it. And it is a language. You know, nature has a language and a wisdom and a knowing. If you ever, you know, I share too in the guidebook, and one of the reasons I'm so thrilled we're able to bring this into the deck is nature has like a cyclical kind of approach. You know, there's the seasons, but then also everything has its place, and everything works together. Not one part is disconnected, you know, even from the honeybees and them supporting almost the whole entire food chain to that little teeny bee. But then you have, like, for example, the trees, and they will shed, and the shedding brings new seeds to another part of the forest. And it's so cyclical, but nature is connected, and everything is connected, and it becomes a teacher for us that we, too, as humanity, everything's connected. And so not only is it our teacher, but it's our guide, but it's also this great wisdom of reminding us of who we really are and getting out of our head and more into our heart.
From what you just said, it seems like there's a oneness to all of this, that we are part of a far greater whole than maybe we even imagine.
Yeah. I think we've all had moments in our life where we've actually felt that. If we kind of tune out the world, I know when I was a child, I always like to ask people, especially they come to me and will ask, you know, how do you get over feeling overwhelmed, or, you know, I'm stuck in my career and I don't know what I want to do, and, you know, I just feel anxious all the time. And I always say, well, is there a time where you can go back to when you were a child and you were actually just doing something that you love? And it doesn't even have to be doing something. Where were you? And almost always it brings people back to, well, I was in nature. Or I had a moment where I wasn't asked to be someone or do something, or I didn't have to, like, fix anything. I could just be little me. And time again, it gets back to us just being. And that's what nature does so well. It just bees. It's in the moment. And animals specifically can become our greatest teachers because they have messages for us. And, you know, when I first left corporate, I was extremely depressed, and I didn't know what I wanted to do. I started to get into writing, and I was enjoying it, but I wasn't quite sure it was going to be a career. But I said, what did I love to do as a child? And interesting enough, when I was little, I at recess, little elementary school, I would be bullied a lot. My parents worked a lot, so I was home alone, and I felt very, like, isolated, and I was a sad little girl, and I had so much care and love for the world and animals. At recess, I would sit in the grass and draw pictures of animals and write little poetry about, like, the birds and the eagles fly high above, and I would get made fun of so much by the other students, but I was so happy, and it felt conflicting. Why are they making fun of me? Now, as an adult who realizes she's a highly sensitive person, I've learned that I'm an empath. I've also learned that I'm neurodivergent. All the things that I was bullied and made fun of, I now realize I was grounding. I was literally sitting on the earth, and my hands would touch the grass and grounding. There's positive ions that the earth can give us, just like when we walk on the beach barefoot. And so grounding is something that we can do. And I was also drawing. And here I am, an artist, created the designs for this deck. And I was writing poetry. And those things are things that brought me joy. So I invite anyone listening, go out into nature this week and do something you love if you can, and see how your mood shifts, and then return to that childlike sense of wonder.
When you are wanting to ground yourself, and let's say you can't get out into nature, you're in an office building or you're at a job, are there other ways that you can intuitively create a sense of grounding?
Yes, absolutely. And one of the best ways is plants. You know, there were times I couldn't do that, and I literally grabbed some of my house plants and I wrapped them kind of around me in like a little, you know, meditative state. Touching a leaf can help. The plants actually really like it. Crystals come from Earth. Crystals are wonderful. They're rocks and minerals, and the crystal, they come from Mother Earth. And I had learned through one of my teachers, too, that, you know, crystals, they come from Earth. They have positive ions. So you could just, like right now, I just picked up while we were talking a black tourmaline crystal, which is really good for releasing negativity and helping you stay in a positive state. And as I'm holding it here, it has such a beautiful, like there's not each side of it is very different. And so I say that because crystals, and no one crystal is alike, just like humans, just like houseplants, just like nature. And it really celebrates that uniqueness. And so you can find what works for you. You know, I could say, hey, go get a crystal, but not everyone resonates with crystals, but maybe they resonate with houseplants. And so bringing nature in, bringing real nature in, going to get some flowers, picking flowers, but also maybe you don't have the capacity to do that. You could also, I know it's using technology, but it will help, is to, you know, there's technology apps or finding pictures of nature that inspire you. When I was in corporate, interesting enough, the man, he sat behind me, the man, he was a coworker, but he said, you know, and he was tacking up a picture of him and his fiance. It was a picture. They were getting married, and he was so proud because they were moving forward. And he said, Shannon, did you ever notice what they love the most and what inspires them is what they put in their office cubicles? And I was like, yeah, that makes sense. And I looked around, and everybody in the office had pictures of their lovers, their husbands, wives, children, and houses standing in front of new homes. And I looked at mine, and I literally had pictures of places to go, Paris and London, and pictures of oceans. And I had pictures of postcards from beautiful destinations, the Galapagos Islands that I wanted to go or hadn't been, and it was all nature. And I realized that was how I was able, because I was desperate. I was literally diagnosed with clinical depression when I was in advertising. And so I found a sanctuary to make with the visual. And that helped me, because once I realized that, I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm stuck under these fluorescent lights. This doesn't feel good for me. I'm going to use this nature to help pull me out. And here I am several years later, really, you know, getting these practices out to all of us. So it's beautiful.
Do you, when you are wanting to reach into your inner guide, to your intuition, do you close your eyes before you pull a card?
Yeah, this is a great question. I really am a big believer of making it what is true for you and what works for you. And so I think trying, if someone's very new to Oracle decks, it's nice to kind of explore. And so when you very first get your deck, you put your energy on the cards. You're going to flip through the guidebook. But I personally love to close my eyes. And I actually, in my coaching practice, we'll work with clients. We do exercises where we place our hand on our heart and we close our eyes. And the reason being is there's so many distractions out there. You could have a pet that runs across the room, or you could look outside and see, like, there's so many things that pull us outside of ourselves. And so when you close your eyes, it gives you a moment to go inward. So my practice is where I do that, and I feel that it really helps me, and many of my clients appreciate it as well. You go inward, and you can hear or listen or see. You know, we all have different intuition styles. And on my website, playwiththeworld.com, I have What is Your Intuition Style quiz under the freebies. And that is a beautiful quiz to help you understand how your intuition talks to you. Yeah. Hello?
Yes. Yes, Shannon. I was just thinking maybe we can explore a little bit more about that intuition quiz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to, because what's really special is we all have a different innate intuition style, and learning your own style is one of the most powerful things you can do for your own self. So, for example, when I was diagnosed with clinical depression, I was very depressed, and I came home. I cried like I did so many nights before, but I heard a voice, and I heard what felt like angels, my higher power, my own higher self, my intuition, said, Shannon, follow your heart. And every day since then, I've been truly listening to that guidance, but notice that I said, hear, I heard. I heard in every pivotal moment of my life, there's a hearing. And so for my intuition, it actually talks to me through what sounds like an angelic voice. And so now I'm really attuned, especially that I've been working with my intuition more of knowing. And they also call that clairaudient, where you have a clairaudient where you almost hear things. And if you hear different things, or you sometimes get ringing in your ear, or maybe even if you know, we could do one of the quick quiz questions to help you decide. And there's also other ones. There's clear seeing, you know, clear sentient, clear. There's so many. They're really the different ways that they tap into our senses. You either see, you hear, you know. So
We're coming up on a little break, but when we get back, I'd like to explore more of that.
Excellent. Let's do it.
Everyone loves Oracle cards. They make great gifts for you or anyone, and I know where you can get the best ones. BeyondWord.com. These decks are created by top visionaries with beautiful, unique, original artwork. With over 20 beautiful card decks and easy-to-understand guidebooks, from angels to spirit animals, there is certainly one deck or more that calls out to you. These visionary decks are fun, filled with wisdom, and can give you insight. So visit BeyondWord.com. Go to Products, Type, and click on Cards. It's so much fun. Do it now. BeyondWord.com.
Picture this. It's Saturday night, and you want to watch a film. Not one of those violent blood and guts film, but one that makes you feel good, or become spiritually aware, or gives you information in a thought-provoking way. That's when you visit Beyond Words Publishing. They have these films. Get videos on demand, buy DVDs, or even get information on how to host a movie screening for your community. Visit BeyondWord.com and explore their videos and their new release, Cat People. Saturday night just got better. BeyondWord.com.
Get a second chance at life at any age. Turn your life around to be happy, successful, and fulfilled. It's an easy step-by-step process with Michael Clinton's new book, Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life. Reimagine yourself, own who you are, act on what's next, and reassess relationships, all to roar into the second half of your life, which is the name of the book. Get your copy of Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life by Michael Clinton at BeyondWord.com, Amazon.com, or order it from any bookstore. Go ahead and roar. You deserve it. Remember this name, Beyond Words Publishing. If you remember the best-selling book, The Secret, then you already know Beyond Words Publishing. For the last 36 years, they've been publishing the best metaphysical, spiritual, and self-help material. So here's the real secret. You always get the best books, audio, and film direct from Beyond Words Publishing. Visit their website, beyondword.com, or call 503-531-8700. They'll accept all major credit cards and PayPal. So visit beyondword.com.
Uplifting Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Shannon, as you were talking, I think this intuition quiz that you were talking about, this is something I think everybody would like to know more about.
Oh, yes, and I'd love to just share. I'll give you one of my favorite questions. Now, this quiz I designed, and it was featured in Spirituality and Health magazine, and it's been published in my book, Return to You, and you can get it on my website. But for right now, go ahead, and Richard, I'll ask you too, and anyone listening, just think about what your favorite movie is, or if you've seen a great movie recently, what did you remember most? And I'm going to give you multiple choice. I'm going to give you four answers. And so just think of, first identify what movie and what you remember. Did you remember A, the scenery, cinematography, the visual effects, the costumes? You know, I think we just had the movie awards recently. There's a whole category for, you know, visuals and costumes. Is that your favorite category? That kind of thing. That's A. And B, the soundtrack. You remembered the music that was tied to the scenes, perhaps, or maybe you walk out of a movie thinking, gosh, that was a great soundtrack, or even your digital library is full of music from shows and movies and Shazam, different ones. Now, C, you think about your favorite movie, what you remember most, is it how you felt? It brought up emotions, and the scenes you remember are emotive, how you feel. And D, the storyline, you remember the characters. Gosh, that was excellent acting. Gosh, they casted that so well. That was the perfect actor for that. So what would you say, Richard?
Well, what came to my mind was a movie with Peter Sellers and Shirley MacLaine. And I maybe the title was Being There. I'm trying to remember the title of the movie, but he was playing a character called Chauncey Gardner. And
oh, I forget the name, but I know what you mean, yeah.
And I think it more like letter D was the acting, and it just was beautiful to see how the two of them were playing their roles, and it was just very inspiring to me to watch that.
Oh, you took me back to that movie too, because I remember the acting especially. So if anybody answered D, and you are and this is of course just one question, but this question usually does, when you take the quiz, you'll find it might lead to, you get a little bit more clarity. But if we were to just go off of this particular question, and you might be curious to see what you say, but your claircognizant, which is clear knowing, and this is the ability to know something without a lot of logic, it's actually an inner knowing. And, you know, it's one of the intuition styles that often gets most overlooked because we want logic, especially those left brain research. We need that logic, but this is one of the most fantastic intuition styles, and I have this one too. Usually, we have all of them actually, but we usually have a dominant and then kind of like a second one. And I'm curious, I'll read all of them and then you can let me know if that's interested, if that resonates, or I'll share all of them. Not really read, I just opened up the quiz here on my computer. But then you have, if you answered C and to this, then you're probably the clairsentient, which is the clair feeler. And that means, especially empaths, highly sensitive people, you really feel. Your intuition comes to you through your feelings. So if you have a feeling, it's actually an intuitive hit. It's not necessarily yours, your feeling that you're feeling. You could feel drained after being in large groups of people. Maybe you sense energy in a room, especially if movies leave you in tears or emotional. That's for sure. And then we have the B. If you answered B, anyone, that is clairaudient, clear hearing. And that's the one we shared a little bit more. You often maybe hear voices. You're not going crazy. It's actually your intuition. And it's your higher self talking to you or your angel guides. And then we have A, which is clairvoyant. This is the clear seer. You might see little images play in your mind like a little movie, or when someone's talking, you translate it into images. You could daydream often. So it's wonderful to think about that. And once you know which style you have, you start to work with it and tune into it more. Now I'm paying attention to the sounds that I hear, and I'm very attuned. And it's been beautiful how my life has transformed. So after hearing that, Richard, I'm curious, what resonates for you?
Well, there are a couple of them, actually, because I know that when I walk into a room, I've been in situations where I walked into a room and I just feel like I need to get out of this room because...
I'm with you.
Energetically.
It's not my time to be in here.
Exactly. And so I leave. But
you listen to your intuition. That's great.
And I also, the letter B.
The clear hearer.
The clear hearer. That's one that, so it seems, and is it, from what you're saying, is it possible that our intuition can be accessed at different times in different ways?
Yes, that's exactly it. And I think, it's really important to recognize that is not getting locked into any one way. But what I have found is there's almost always one that you might, like, for example, you had answered the clear knowing, D, clear cognizant, but that was just from the quiz. But then you started to resonate more with the clear feeler of, wow, I've been in places and I sense energy, that's for sure. But then clear hearing, if you were to go back to that moment when you walked into that room, what did you feel, hear, see first?
Well, interestingly, it was at a 50th college reunion. and I walked into the room and I looked around, and in that moment, that particular group of people that were there, they all looked very old, and like they were sort of waiting for something, and whatever they were waiting for, to me, seemed like they were waiting to leave planet Earth. I didn't sense within them an excitement for life, a desire to pursue a new purpose, or it just seemed like it wasn't a space or a place that I wanted to be.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that really special moment, because, you know, as you shared it, it sounds to me like there was this knowing within you. There's a knowing of you tapping into, like, this energy of this group of people is very different than where I'm existing from. And then you maybe had that feeling that came after. This is how I interpret what you're sharing with the intuition styles. So there's a dominant one that maybe was a knowing. You're like, whoa, this is not my place. These are not my people. And then the feeling came in, and then maybe you heard the voice. Or maybe it was mixed all in one. But I guess where I'm going with this is usually we start to attune to our intuition style, and you will always notice there's one first and foremost. But then the others come in so fast to work with you to say, hey, your intuition's kicking in, that it becomes this beautiful process and transformational tool you can use, where it doesn't matter if it's one or the other, because you're getting the insight that you need.
Get a second chance at life at any age. Turn your life around to be happy, successful, and fulfilled. It's an easy step-by-step process with Michael Clinton's new book, Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life. Reimagine yourself, own who you are, act on what's next, and reassess relationships. All to roar into the second half of your life, which is the name of the book. Get your copy of Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life by Michael Clinton at BeyondWord.com, Amazon.com, or order it from any bookstore. Go ahead and roar. You deserve it.
Picture this. It's Saturday night and you want to watch a film. Not one of those violent blood and guts film, but one that makes you feel good or become spiritually aware or gives you information in a thought-provoking way. That's when you visit Beyond Words Publishing. They have these films. Get videos on demand, buy DVDs, or even get information on how to host a movie screening for your community. Visit BeyondWord.com and explore their videos and their new release, Cat People. Saturday night just got better. BeyondWord.com.
Remember this name, Beyond Words Publishing. If you remember the best-selling book, The Secret, then you already know Beyond Words Publishing. For the last 36 years, they've been publishing the best metaphysical, spiritual, and self-help material. So here's the real secret. You always get the best books, audio, and film direct from Beyond Words Publishing. Visit their website, BeyondWord.com, or call 503-531-8700. They'll accept all major credit cards and PayPal, so visit BeyondWord.com. Everyone loves Oracle cards. They make great gifts for you or anyone, and I know where you can get the best ones. BeyondWord.com. These decks are created by top visionaries with beautiful, unique, original artwork. With over 20 beautiful card decks and easy-to-understand guidebooks from angels to spirit animals, there is certainly one deck or more that calls out to you. These visionary decks are fun, filled with wisdom, and can give you insight. So visit BeyondWord.com. Go to Products, Type, and click on Cards. It's so much fun. Do it now. BeyondWord.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
Shannon, one of the things that I think everybody looks at in their life at some point is, you know, why am I here? What is my purpose? How do you work with your oracle cards, particularly like the guidance from Gaia Oracle that you've just created, to help people find their purpose?
This is probably my favorite topic next to, you know, intuition, because they work really hand in hand. And finding our purpose, I mean, I went through it in my life. I caused clinical depression, anxiety, stress relief, and found stress relief through living my purpose. And I think sometimes we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to, I have to find my purpose. And so first starting with taking that off, our purpose, in fact, is personal expansion. And this is a mantra that you can use, and it's a mantra that I share in my work. My purpose isn't that deck, that article, or that book that I'm trying to read, or that, you know, family I'm trying to raise perfectly. The purpose is for each one of us to expand into a greater love, a greater consciousness, a greater understanding of ourselves and Earth, and understanding our role here. And so when you start from that place, it becomes a little bit less daunting. But the oracle card in itself, there is a way that nature and Gaia and animal spirits can help us. And I talk about that, too, in the guidebook. I share, you know, our animal spirits are here just like there's seasons of the soul. We talked a little bit about nature having different seasons. We, too, as humans, have seasons. And what you were doing 5 years ago, 1 year ago, and how you were existing is not who and where you are expanding into if you allow yourself to be on a growth path. So when it comes to purpose and using oracle cards, these animals specifically, I designed this deck to really infuse people with purpose, not only when you draw a card in the morning or at night or during your ritual practice, you get more purpose and clarity in that moment, purpose on how you can live your day, purpose on how to move through the situation. But in particular, animal spirit guides show us, they show up for us in full force during times when we're activating a new life purpose. And the animal energy, specifically of Gaia and what I infused into this deck, They're supportive, they're nurturing, they are guides to help us to our greater good, and they have wisdom that can really help us. And there's actually a handful of animals in here in different, I designed the deck in different categories. So we have earth, water, air, fire, and spirituality. And each one of those has a purpose-driven animal. And, gosh, it's amazing how they can help us. When I was transitioning from kind of moving into one phase of my life to another, interesting enough, I was in my bedroom, and a frog was in there. Like a frog, and I live in Oregon. Frogs don't usually come into bedrooms. There was a wetlands about 3 blocks away, but I was like, how in the world is a real-life frog sitting in the middle of my bedroom? So I escorted him out gently, like kind of a little bit worried, right, but I got him outside, and then I immediately went to go understand what spirit animal. This was early in my practice working with spirit animals, about 10 years ago, and I started to realize the frog is one of the most transformational life purpose guides that we can do. It always comes to us in a time. Just think of the metamorphosis from the tadpole to the little frog to the, it jumps around and really has a transformational approach to its life. It comes to us in times to help us really stay grounded and know our purpose through, once again, getting in touch with your inner self. And you don't have to look outside of yourself. What am I here to do? It's about going inward. And so we can start to work with animals too. Maybe you're walking later this afternoon, maybe outside, and you see an animal that you have not really normally seen. Like, well, you might see ants a lot or squirrels or something. That might not be your spirit animal for the day. But if you see, you know, one day I was coaching a client, and this grasshopper, it was a praying mantis, landed on my windowsill. And just like that frog, if it's an animal that you don't normally see and it kind of catches you off guard, it's a spirit animal. It's there to guide you. So you can work with the deck and go to that animal or look online what it is. And I actually went and moved to Mexico to work with shamans and really get into the spiritual practice and make sure that I'm being respectful to the practice. And it's really honoring the cultural aspects. For many of my teachers, they say spirit animals, it's not the, they want you to make it what it is for you and tap in with your intuition, but we're not a cultural appropriation. And that would be if I were to take the exact art of the totem, and we're not doing any of that. What we're doing is honoring nature, and we're honoring guidance of Gaia, and the shamans gave me the blessings for this, and that's how we can work with them each day.
It's interesting that you mentioned praying mantis, because just night before last, I was taking some plant material out to recycle, and as I looked at the bag I was carrying, there was a praying mantis right on top of it. So I set the bag down, and I looked at the praying mantis, and he or she looked at me and raised their two little legs in front, and I thought, this is a highly evolved being, and I didn't want to put it into recycling, so I took a leaf and helped it to crawl onto the leaf, and then I carried the leaf over to an area of really beautiful greenery and flowers, and I thought, now the praying mantis could have a new home where Aww. It could find many bugs and continue a happy life.
Yeah, that's so special. I love that you shared that, because I believe that was it, the fact that I brought up praying mantis of all the animals. Definitely a spirit animal totem for you. You know, the praying mantis, it stands for patience and balance and peacefulness, and it asks us to kind of be aware more of our spiritual nature and get more in touch with the meditative aspects of ourselves. So maybe, you know, embracing us to be more calm, just like that little guy was probably pretty calm there.
He was very calm.
Yeah, it's like a zen. Yeah, you know, there's something very fascinating about that, too. In my retreats, I have an exercise I do with clients and people who come to the retreats where we'll go and pick something out in nature, often an animal or some piece of nature, and then really get into, take some time to be mindful and sit and watch and look at it, and then ask what message do you have for me? Or how would you solve the problem that I'm working on? Maybe there's a frustration or an overwhelming situation in your life, and you were to say, hey, praying mantis, you're a pretty calm dude, you know, or do that. How would you solve this? Like, you know, how if I were to just tap into the energy, what guidance? And almost always it's such a beautiful thing that transforms because we realize they can be our helpers, even if you just picture one in your mind of an animal that comes to you. You know, it's a really fun practice.
And your oracle cards, too, can do the same thing, can't they?
They can. I'm sorry, the last question, what was that?
So your oracle cards can also do the same thing as...
Yes. And that's truly how we designed them. The oracle cards, as I was designing the deck, there were certain animals that really wanted to be part of the deck for that reason. And I have animals that are represented from every continent and all kinds of species that we don't always see. You know, you may live in a certain environment and you're not going to see a shark or a sloth or even, you know, a unicorn. And I think that's the power of this deck, to bring it into your life and start working with the nature and Gaia.
Everyone loves oracle cards. They make great gifts for you or anyone, and I know where you can get the best ones. BeyondWord.com. These decks are created by top visionaries with beautiful, unique, original artwork. With over 20 beautiful card decks and easy-to-understand guidebooks from angels to spirit animals, there is certainly one deck or more that calls out to you. These visionary decks are fun, filled with wisdom, and can give you insight. So visit BeyondWord.com. Go to Products, type, and click on Cards. It's so much fun. Do it now. BeyondWord.com. Get a second chance at life at any age. Turn your life around to be happy, successful, and fulfilled. It's an easy step-by-step process with Michael Clinton's new book, Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life. Reimagine yourself, own who you are, act on what's next, and reassess relationships, all to roar into the second half of your life, which is the name of the book. Get your copy of Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life by Michael Clinton at BeyondWord.com, Amazon.com, or order it from any bookstore. Go ahead and roar. You deserve it.
Picture this. It's Saturday night and you want to watch a film. Not one of those violent blood and guts film, but one that makes you feel good or become spiritually aware or gives you information in a thought-provoking way. That's when you visit Beyond Words Publishing. They have these films. Get videos on demand, buy DVDs, or even get information on how to host a movie screening for your community. Visit BeyondWord.com and explore their videos and their new release, Cat People. Saturday night just got better. BeyondWord.com.
Remember this name, Beyond Words Publishing. If you remember the best-selling book, The Secret, then you already know Beyond Words Publishing. For the last 36 years, they've been publishing the best metaphysical, spiritual, and self-help material. So here's the real secret. You always get the best books, audio, and film direct from Beyond Words Publishing. Visit their website, BeyondWord.com, or call 503-531-8700. They'll accept all major credit cards and PayPal. So visit BeyondWord.com.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Shannon, are there specific rituals or affirmations or meditations we can utilize as tools to further our connection to Gaia and to the Earth?
Yeah, you really spot on, because that's exactly how I designed this deck. Is I definitely believe in the power of mantras and affirmations. They've saved me and helped me through some of the toughest times in my life. So with this particular oracle card deck, Guidance from Gaia, each animal has an affirmation that it gives you. It also has a strength. I call it the illuminated side, and then the shadow side. And so perhaps you are living out of a shadow side of a specific situation. That would be ego, fear, kind of this illusions. And the illuminated side is our light side, the one that is our spiritual self, our higher self. And then the specific thing about this deck that really makes it different than all other decks and oracle cards is when I was designing it, I had this overwhelming kind of sensation that these animals have specific steps for us. We are living in a time that's so overwhelming, and sometimes we just need to be told what to do. We really do. Just give us an answer. And so with each animal, there is, of course, the overarching guidance, but then it's like, you know, to bring into alignment, I call it an awesome activation. For example, the eagles, you know, go rest on a perch. Let your rumination and your overwhelming thoughts just kind of dissipate and fly away from the situation for a moment and literally just go rest on a perch. And I remember working and editing about some of these, and I said, no, like the animals, literally, these are the messages they have for us. We need to keep these. And it was a beautiful process because we brought in really tangible things. And if you're open, I'd love to draw a card for you, Richard, or anyone listening. We can kind of share the process. Would that work?
That would work. I would love that.
Okay, so I have the deck here right now, and I am just closing my eyes, and I'm kind of shuffling, and I'm putting my energy on all the cards. And all you have to do is just hold an intention in your mind. If you'd like to say a question out loud, you can, or if you could just say, hey, animal spirits, what message do you have for me? Would that work?
So, animal spirits, what message do you have for me?
Excellent. Okay. And I, intuitively, when it says stop, I pick that card. And it's like, for me, I get a feeling and I hear it because that's my, oh, beautiful. Ah, you're so beautiful. Richard, you got the guidance of the lion. And the reason it's beautiful is because specifically this lion is so regal and he has wind blowing in his mane and he is calm and he is surrounded by emerald green gold ferns and bright blue flowers, and he is sitting in this peaceful state, but he's also very aware. And so your actual affirmation is, I consciously use my power drawing from my inner sun. And then we can go to the guidebook, and I'm going to open up to the page. It says page 29, and I'll read, the guidance of the lion is courage, assertiveness, and this is the divine masculine card. So it's beautiful how you got that. The lion is the ultimate protector of its personal domain, making the lion the divine masculine energy of all guides from Gaia. This king of the jungle is the master of untamed inner power of both its inner and outer world. It balances psychological, emotional, and physical realities. If you find yourself overwhelmed by any uncomfortable emotions right now, such as anger, sadness, or frustration, or even fear, the lion is here to help you weed through the sickness. The presence of this power animal with you can help you go through difficult situations and find more control in your life. The lion lives and travels with a pride because its true strength requires outside help. So if you are hiding your feelings from others, you can start using the lion and lean on it and make your decision to share your inner world with those around you. You'll be open to receive more support, and the lion's courage can guide you forward. And so we have the shadow side, which is when you're opinionated, withdrawn, or feeling righteous. And the illuminated side is, I'm wise, courageous, and assertive. And to bring into alignment, the lion asks you to focus on sending golden light to your solar plexus, which is at the core of your body, where confidence is held. The lion can give you more confidence. And you engage with this, it can help you stroke your inner fire.
Wow. that was wonderful.
you could see this beautiful picture, and it's always beautiful how it aligns, I'm sure, with certain aspects in your life. He's very regal looking, but he also knows his power is this both inner and outer balance.
It reminded me of something that happened once where we were asked to have pictures taken of each member of our staff, and a picture was taken of me. And when I looked at the picture, I was shocked. not show my power or assertiveness, but there it was right in front of me and the whole world.
And there, the lie of a divine masculine.
I was so very cool. Surprised that
that's a great photographer to bring out your true essence.
Yeah, that my true essence was in front of me and the world at that moment, and I thought I hid it very well.
That's so special. I love that. Yeah, it's you know, as we did, it's just beautiful because I feel like you never get the wrong card, you never get the wrong message, and there's confirmation for us.
That is really true, and how would you say that? How can we learn to be more mindful in our connection to Gaia?
It's a beautiful practice to just tap in daily. We can really start to find energy from Gaia. You know, going outside really helps us, but being mindful is also what you do, how you act, how you are really consciously relating to Earth each day. Through this practice of, yes, working with spirit animals, but it's made me extremely conscious of Earth, and so now I shop companies that really are sustainable in their practice, and from very moment they do, you know, not even just distribution, but how are they creating their products. I started to eat more plant-based, which is just, my body just loves that, and really focusing on supporting Earth through understanding different areas where we feel guided to support it. So environmentalism is very important. I'm very involved with different nature, World Wildlife Foundation, Greenpeace, that care so much about the Earth. And even just volunteering our time and energy to causes we care about. Earth is our home. Gaia is here to protect us, but we have to be part of a reciprocal relationship for us to be able to sustain life on this beautiful planet.
For our listeners who may not have heard the introduction, I just wanted everyone to know that if you would like to connect with Shannon on social media, it's at Shannon Kaiser Writes, and on her website, playwiththeworld.com and radicalbodylovewithshannon.com. And Shannon, I just truly enjoyed being with you today, and I know that when listeners have an opportunity to listen to this again, they will hear and feel a deep wisdom that comes through everything that you've done and everything that you've said, and I hope everyone gets a chance to see your new deck, Guidance from Gaia. Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you. It's been so wonderful to be here with you.